KSA Radio News.
Downtown Nashville now part of what the FBI calls a massive crime scene. A bomb in an RV detonating yesterday morning on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway. Three people hurt. They're in stable condition. More than 40 businesses damaged or destroyed. Mayor John Cooper last night expects a lengthy rebuild.
And I will go ahead and warn Nashville. It'll be some time before 2nd Avenue is back to normal.
The FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced, no word on a motive. Tissue found at the scene, thought to be human remains. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. A sports legend diagnosed with the coronavirus. Australian golfer Greg Norman announcing this week on Instagram that he's in the hospital. The 65-year-old had been quarantining at home in Florida with mild symptoms before going to the hospital. Norman's son also testing positive. The two played in a father-son tournament last week in Orlando. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Dozens of countries imposing travel bans on the UK as a new strain of the coronavirus spreads. Spain announcing today now has 4 cases of the mutated strain that was first detected in the UK last week. Scientists, though, believe it first developed in September in southeast England. It's believed to be responsible for 60% of all new infections in England. The strain detected in several countries, but so far not in the US, though that could just be a matter of time. Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha, though, sharing encouraging news with ABC this week.
These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
The Moderna vaccine, Dr. Jha mentioned, they're causing an allergic reaction in Boston. A doctor with a shellfish allergy gets sick after getting the vaccine Thursday. He's now out of the hospital. Moderna says it's investigating. This is the first report of an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump today criticizing the COVID relief package put together by Congress. Trump tweeting that the package contains a measly $600 and he simply wants to get our great people $2,000. He also says the budget bill that contains the COVID relief package has billions of dollars in pork. Trump also continues to dispute the election results. He says this morning he was told by someone in the military that elections in Afghanistan are far more secure and much better run than our election was this year. Trump says our election had millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared the election to that of a third world country. He ends the tweet with the words, "fake president." He also calls the Supreme Court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud that took place. He claims he has absolute proof, but they don't want to see it. Call it a crime of opportunity and one big Christmas joyride. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Around 2 o'clock on Christmas morning, a thief stole a mini snowplow from a store in Bayshore, New York, and crashed it through the front doors of a Target store. A man loaded up with a coat and gift cards before he was caught by police inside the store. 33-year-old Justin Shuffle of Long Island pleaded not guilty to burglary and larceny on Friday. The store suffered extensive damage. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a Christmas Day record set in Pittsburgh, over 5 inches of snow yesterday, breaking a record set in 1935. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.